Now, in the last part of our programme today, we're off to the Camoro Festival of Romani Culture, in this edition of The Arts with Rob Cameron.
In this week's Arts, a look at the annual Camoro Roma Festival, one of the largest festivals of Roma arts and culture in Europe. For the past week, the Czech capital has reverberated to sounds from as far afield as India, Portugal, and the Balkans. This is Macedonia's Orchestra Strumica, blasting passers-by in Prague's Železná Street with its ear-splitting blend of traditional Balkan gypsy music and their own more modern compositions. Orchestra Strumica forms the vanguard of the traditional Camoro parade through the Old Town, something that's become very much the highlight of the festival.
My name is Jan Bargushev. I come from Macedonia, Strumica. Ние имамо наша музика, интернационална ромска музика свирамо ми.
They play Macedonian gypsy traditional music and they also compose their own tunes.
Okay, so can you guys give me an example of traditional Macedonian gypsy music?
Yes, they can.
Now in its ninth year, Camoro is certainly one of the most colourful events in the Czech capital, and judging by the crowds of people, both locals and tourists, thronging the route of the parade, this year's festival was another big success. Michal Miko is one of the organisers.
Festival Camoro is one of the biggest festivals of Roma culture in Europe, and I can say that it's one of the biggest festivals in the world. We have bands from Portugal, Ukraine, Macedonia, India, Russia, and other countries, and I think that all of them are good musicians and good bands. So I wanted to invite all the listeners to visit our concerts in Club Braxi or on Gala Concert in Congressové Centrum.
Okay, well, best of luck with the festival.
Yeah, thank you.
Bands arrived in the old town square, they took turns entertaining groups of passers-by, carefully marshalled by Camoro organisers so they didn't drown each other out, and occasionally merging in an extraordinary meeting of Eastern and Western musical styles. Orchestra Strumica definitely won the prize for loudest ensemble, but the award for longest journey must go to the Dode Gypsies of Rajasthan in India.
I'm Rahis Bharti, director artistic of Dode Gypsies from Rajasthan. Band who's representing India, Rajasthan, Dode Gypsies from Rajasthan, they are the from band Dode Gypsies.
Not many people know that the Romani populations in Europe, they originally came from India, didn't they?
Yes, actually they came from Rajasthan. From India they started the traveling, as I heard from my forefathers. They started traveling from India, from Rajasthan till Spain. And Dode Gypsies of Rajasthan is the band with musicians, singers, dancers, fakirs, everyone. They are touring most of the time. 10 months in the year, they are on the routes from Asia to North America.
Okay. Because today there's not many similarities between the music. If we listen to music from Macedonia and your music, it's quite different, hasn't it? Over the centuries, it's become very different.
But we have still the melodies are similar, still we can say. We have the roots the same. We understand the names, and we understand the melody. The music is a universal language. We understand this thing, and we have a lot of things similarities there.
Right. Can you tell me a bit just about the instruments that you use?
Actually, in Dode Gypsies of Rajasthan, we are using tabla, dholak, harmonium, kastanya, singer. There is a fakir who is eating the fire, dancing of the knives, musicians, singers. All together, we are trying to bring different colors of Rajasthan.
Right. And this is a tabla, is it? That one?
Exactly.
There? Yeah. And this one is a
dholak.
That's a dholak.
Yes.
Can I just hear that? How that sounds?
Of course, dholak with that.
Bye-bye.
There is, of course, a serious side to Comoro. Many of Europe's millions of Romanis live on the very margins of society, subject to discrimination in both schools and the workplace, and generally living shorter and less fulfilling lives than their non-Roma counterparts. To address some of the issues facing Europe's Roma communities today, Comoro hosted a number of workshops and seminars. Jelena Silajic is from the NGO behind the festival, Slovo 21.
We try to show here in Prague not only music, but talk about very important points and focus Roma problematics. So during the festival Comoro we will have two international workshops and seminars. One of them is a decade, Roma decade, and Roma women. And the second is Roma people and media, because it's very, very important for Roma question.
The festival's been going 9 years. Do you have a feeling that it is having any effect, or that you are contributing to an improvement in relations between the Roma community and the majority society?
I'm sure, really. We are really happy when we can see in big hall, on gala concert, Roma people, non-Roma people together. The first 2 or 3 years, Roma people were on this concert. But now, every year, are more and more Czech people and the other white people.
So it really is bringing people together then?
Yeah, it's the most important, I think, point of Festival Comoro. It isn't only about music.
What draws the crowd to Comoro is, of course, the music, the universal language that brings together not only disparate Roma groups from as far afield as Spain, Ukraine, and, of course, India, but also unites, albeit just for a moment, Roma and Gajo, or white people. The organisers of Comoro don't pretend they've succeeded in bridging the huge gap that exists between Roma and majority society. But for a few days in Prague, at least, you do get a glimpse of how it could be otherwise.